4CEF Mobile.
Good morning, Andrew. KO4HKX.
The fashion. Happy Monday to you. How was your weekend?
Busy and wet.
Yesterday.
Did you have a good weekend?
I'm a little sore from playing paintball Saturday, but it was fun.
Where'd you paintball at?
A place in Spartanburg called Red Fox Games, and I couldn't believe it was still there because I went and played when I was 20 years old. And here I was 20 years later playing there.
You think that something lasts that long anymore?
And they've added a few things, but overall, it's still the same place.
Kids with you?
My oldest boy was there, so it was a father-son paintball for, I don't remember what group it was, but Tyler had his friends over for his 13-year birthday friends party, whatever. So he was doing that. Me and the older brother were, you know, off at the paintball field.
Been good with the paintballs? I said, did you pelt him good with the paintball?
Never did. A couple times we were on opposite teams, I never did see him. And then we were on the same teams towards the end. So I'm sure there'll be another opportunity before long. And the oldest one's birthday gift. I think he's wanting to take some friends to the place and shoot. I think he's wanting a paintball marker for his birthday.
At least that'd be something you can have some fun together with anyway.
Yeah, although I'm a bit sore. My oldest was talking about how sore he was. I said, well, the only thing that makes me feel better about being sore is the fact that you're sore. I said, because this is your idea.
See, that make you feel a little better about being sore.
QT Mobile.
KO4HKX.
KO4CF.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you guys doing? I am back from my vacation, very begrudgingly getting up at the usual time this morning.
You had a good vacation and got you some well-needed rest and time with the family.
I threw a hole on that one.
I'm glad you had a good time and hope you enjoyed the time with the family. But hey, you had to get up this morning.
I had to get up at like 6:30 during my vacation because, you know, we still had to deal with kids and get them fed and get Courtney off to work and stuff, but getting up at 6:30 is a whole lot better than getting up at 4:30. I had to cancel my field day camping plans.
Hope everything's all right.
Well, you know, it's fine. Courtney and I sort of bought into a wine shop that we've been going to. And so we're going to be helping out a little bit here and there. And then on that weekend, they're having an event that they need help with. So we're going to go do that. We're working on our certifications and stuff. And the woman who owns this wine shop is an instructor. So we're bartering and investing and trading around and doing some stuff. So it's going to be fun, but we have to be there that weekend. So I had to cancel the camping plans.
Hey, Chad, to cancel your camping plans, but it sounds like you're moving on to something potentially better off in the future.
Yeah, our investment agreement gives us profit sharing, which we're going to reinvest for more ownership over the years. So, you know, eventually we're going to have a much bigger stake in this place. And as you know, we're helping them open a second location right now. And then, you know, as they grow, we'll get, you know, more ownership. So, you know, when the owners are ready to retire, we'll be, you know, we're kind of there ready to pick it up.
And at least y'all got a good long-term plan.
Nice.
And with no plan and just kind of winging it as you go.
Myself making this drive for another 15 years. Over the last week or so.
It's been the usual. Get up, go to work, go home. Nothing out of the ordinary.
Right there.
This week.
We got cut off there on that last transmission. Don't know exactly what happened.
Back to that this week. Just going to work and going home.
It seemed like you just got chopped off there all real quick. So he may still be on his camping trip. He had a busy weekend, and I think he went down to Georgia camping, I know, for a wedding down that way, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I was trying to remember. I think today's the last day. I don't remember if it was something going on today or he was just coming back today. KO4CM.
Yeah, you know, now that you mention it, I think I remember him talking about his trip this weekend.
You keep waiting to hear somebody key up, you know, because it's past the time that they normally get on, and then you just never hear it.
We're not creatures of routine.
And they're... Something to be said about a routine, too.
20085 don't have any common sense.
4-H gags. That's really nothing new, is it?
So there might be a few more percentage points of stupidity on the day, you know, the road today than yesterday, but it's definitely not new.
Either today, is it supposed to rain all day still?
I guess.
Gonna see if anybody has looked at the weather for the week. Is it still supposed to rain all week?
I haven't checked it recently.
I mean, it don't look great out there this morning.
It's supposed to rain all week long, so. But Eric, you picked a beautiful week to take a vacation. I mean, you couldn't ask for better weather over this way.
Yeah, I think we had a little bit of rain one day or something like that, but the rest of it was just gorgeous, and it was very low-key. I was just doing stuff around the house. I repaired my broken signal link, so that was pretty cool, and, you know, played with radios and watched the kids, and, you know, it was a good week. Courtney was not feeling good, and she stayed home sick from work on Wednesday, so we just sat around and watched TV all day and just relaxed, and it was good.
Begin to me. About to get off of my exits. I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. Y'all be good, be safe, and hopefully we'll holler at you either later today or tomorrow morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clear and you're fine.
Dream, hope you have a great day, buddy. KO4HK.
Great day, be safe. This is W2JKT. This week, Patrick, anything interesting?
Nothing out of the ordinary this week. It's just another... Pick them up, put them down, show up, and go around again.
Yeah, routine this week, and, you know, the kids are out of school, but the little ones go into the YMCA day camp this summer, so, you know, we got to get him all set up with his swim trunks and towels and stuff and make sure we can get him to the Y every morning. So, you know, my work-at-home days, I'll still be taking the kid to school, in effect, in the mornings on my work-at-home days, but... Yeah, no, the next few weeks we're taking our exam. We're working on our certified wine scholar for Spain, and we have that exam at the end of the month. So we're going to be spending every extra minute we have studying for it because it's a pretty comprehensive thing. The book is about an inch and a half thick, and we're just starting to study it now. So it's sort of a thing that came up over the weekend that, hey, you know, this test is coming up and you guys should take it. So, you know, the woman from the shop is going to be helping us with, you know, studying for that and getting ready for it. So it's going to be a busy month.
Like it's going to be an educational month anyway. So that's a good thing. Learning something new is never a bad thing.
Yep. We're spinning at the wine tastings because, when you're tasting 10 wines, you know, you start actually drinking it. That doesn't end up too good.
Not. Have to find another ride home. Eric.
It's just such a shame to spit out perfectly good wine.
See that. Don't want to waste something like that, but you're just going to be tasting it over and over again. You want to be able to at least stand upright.
Back home if we have to. It's just about, it's like a mile and a half, so, you know, it's a bit of a walk, but if we had to do it, we could, I guess. Pretty good taxi service is free if you're drunk, so, you know, could always lean on that, I guess.
Is but as close as it is, you can always walk back the next day and get your car.
The next day.
That's really good. And I guarantee you still have drunk drivers.
Oh, it's crazy. You know, Saturday night's a rough night, Shelby, for that. There's a lot of drunk driving goes on.
Gentlemen, KL4MUF.
KL4HKX.
Long time no speak, WTJKT.
Well, good morning, Mr. Hurt. Yes, it has been. How you been, sir?
Just had a little bit of a busy weekend, but nothing too bad. Hope you and the missus been doing okay.
Absolutely. We've been doing top shelf, bud.
Vacation last week, so I was off from work all week, and it was glorious, and just to get back into the office today.
Well, good. I'm glad you had a good vacation.
Yeah, we had to play with radios, got to fix my broken signal link, and, you know, watch the kids, and all kinds of things. It was great.
Doing? Any problems with it over the weekend?
Ever since I did that to the fuse box, it seemed to be doing pretty well. The radio went out of station, but I figured that's just because of the age of the radio.
Hopefully that's all it was, and the radio, that's easy to replace.
Yeah. Either one of you, I've got a couple of things here. One is I got a Yaesu FT76R, which is a 2 meter 440 base station. It needs a little bit of work. It used to power up. It didn't power up when I fired it up yesterday, but that could be just if either one of you want it. It's a tech thing, so y'all can work on it.
Sorry, but I have to pass. I got enough radios at the house right now. And I'm going to step out for just a minute and run and grab me something cold to drink. But I'll be right back. KO4HKX.
I know just the guy for that radio, Jody, if you're just looking to get rid of it.
It's not going to do me no good, and I'm not going to throw it away. So I can pass it on to somebody else that they could work on it and fix it and get it up and running. It was a good rig. The only reason I took it out of line a couple of years ago was because when you were talking on it, it would just fall out. And I just plugged it in yesterday, and it just didn't seem to want to power up. But, now, like I said, that could be just a fuse or whatever.
Buddy in Asheville who fixes radios, and if you go to his website, it's hamradio.repair. His name is Lato, he lives up in Asheville, probably not too far from Patrick. But I'm sure he'd love to take it off your hands, and you know, he'll fix it up and sell it to somebody or, you know, use it for himself or something like that.
I'll look it up and let you know. I'm going to hold on to the 440 for a little bit, but if you're interested in that 870, I'm going to get rid of it.
What do you think about asking for it?
Between 4 and 5 for it.
Reasonable, so just let me know when you're ready, and we'll figure something out.
I brought it out, hooked it up. Everything worked good on it, just like it should. And so I bounced it all back up. And I'm ready whenever you are. It's just sitting on the shelf.
Probably, let me get through this month because we're studying for a wine certification exam, and I've got no time to do anything other than study in my free time. But maybe end of this month, maybe right after field day or something. How's that work? I could always use another one of those good old 90s Kenwood radios.
And it works real good. I'm also going to get rid of my Yaesu, that MP 1000 field, and that amplifier that goes with it.
More for that.
Or the radio.
Both.
If for both rigs together, I would take 1200.
That too. That's probably a little bit rich for any time soon, but you know, if you find somebody else, great, to go for it. But yeah, if you still have it a little bit, we can talk about it.
You know, for both those, and both of them work top shelf, and that amplifier and that radio together, that's a pretty decent price for both of them together.
Yes.
I haven't put anything out there on the market yet, so y'all, I figured I'd talk to y'all and see if anybody was interested in it before I did.
Yeah, definitely want the 870, so we'll just go with that first, and then we'll just take it from there. But with this certification class going on, it's also kind of expensive, so I got to watch my discretionary spending for a little bit, but I'll definitely do the 870.
Have it in a box up on the shelf for you. I'll put your name on it.
And then, you know, maybe after right after field day comes around, I'm probably taking off July 4th week again, so I'll be on vacation and I can come down and meet you and then pick it up and stuff.
You got some friends in from Florida right now, from Bavard, and we went and played golf with them Saturday, and we're going to go meet them and play another round of golf this morning.
Taking a break from digging ditches, huh?
That's it. You know, otherwise, been just doing that, just working.
Last week, this is my first day back in the office, and I'm just, you know, getting up at the regular time this morning was already just awful. So, and of course, now we have a new CEO now. The old CEO departed very abruptly a couple of weeks ago, and then they brought in the guy who was the business unit president of Milwaukee is now the CEO of all of TTI, so I'm expecting some changes through management, and, you know, I've been on vacation for a week, so I have no idea if anything has happened yet. My boss is going to fill me in this morning in a meeting we're going to have when I get there, so TBD on what's going on, but yeah, definitely a lot of changes going on at work, and I happened to pick the week that they were going to probably happen to take a vacation.
Hey, it's all good for you when you get back.
Typically, when there's one of these upper management shakeups, it creates a lot of opportunity for people to move up because, you know, a lot of people who really liked working for the old CEO are probably going to quit, you know, so it hopefully will create some opportunities to move up.
Hopefully it'll do good for you.
We'll see, though.
Yeah, hopefully it does good for you, Eric.
You know, I have no idea what I'm walking into this morning, so could go either way, really.
A good way, and no problems out of it. I know, like you say, sometimes you just never know on that.
I hope all went well with you for the weekend.
It was a little bit of a busy weekend, but not too bad. Had a business meeting Saturday morning down in Anderson. And then had to get our monthly shopping done while we were down this way. And then yesterday was church. And then we had a out-of-school picnic for the kids after church. So stayed for that. It's nothing bad, just up moving all weekend.
Yeah, it's like I was saying, we played golf Saturday and had church yesterday, and we're going to go play golf again this morning, so should be fun. 178, Highway 11.
Been there before. It's a nice course, or it was, anyway.
Beautiful course. Man, I think they've got it up to par right now, man. That course is nice.
Great, Gex. Well, that's good to hear. I know it's beautiful country right through there where it's at.
Down from between both of us, so we just meet there with them, and we go play some golf and just enjoy the morning.
Day for when you don't get rained out, but it's not looking good where I'm at right now.
It looks like it's going to hold off for us on it, but you're right. I hope it works out well for us.
Definitely not looking good for the next couple of days.
Thursday's looking like the worst day, too.
City forecast, and we're good after Wednesday. Thursday and Friday are dry for us, so I'll take that.
Thursday will be the heaviest day of the rain.
What's going on?
Heaviest day of the week. Why I'm in and out of the truck the most.
One of them little umbrella hats so you can wear it.
It's been raining lately, that's for sure.
Well, that, wouldn't you?
I'm sure it's got the little propeller on top of it.
The road already, Patrick.
Already down here coming into Easley.
Oh. I already.
Thursday are my early days now. I left the house about 4:30.
About, I woke up, I think it was around 3:30 this morning.
I was off at 4:42 on the days I get in the office. It takes me just that 18 minutes to go through my routine and get in the car. So I'm rolling out at 5 o'clock exactly if I get up at 4:42.
Busy, Eric. I get up at 4. I'm out of the house by 4:30. That's me loading everything up for the day, getting my routine done, and I'm gone. I ain't wasting no time at it.
Between 3:30, 4 o'clock, and have my coffee. Me and her sit and talk and listen to some news and watch some weather and make my lunch and head out of here about 10 till 6.
Definitely not a morning person, so, there's no morning talking or coffee or anything when I'm leaving. She's still fast asleep. In fact, on the days I drive into the office, I just crash at my house next door, so I don't wake her up in the morning when I'm doing my stuff.
My wife is not a morning person either. She gets up with me, makes my breakfast, and out the door, and she's back in the bed. so she gets up at the very last minute.
That there is, I've been told on no uncertain terms, there is no waking her up in the morning for anything.
I'm definitely not complaining. I am grateful that she does that. Wasn't always that way, but it is now, so I'm enjoying it.
She sleeps in usually about a half hour, hour after I get up. Then she gets up, wanders out there, and we just enjoy it.
Whenever we wake up, I always wake up before she does, and so I'll usually sneak out of bed in the morning on the weekend and get the coffee machine started up, and get the griddle heating up for making breakfast and stuff, and then she'll usually get up about an hour after me for coffee and breakfast and stuff, and that's a pretty good routine for us on a weekend.
Nothing wrong with that. Sorry, guys, I was watching these tractor and trailers navigate this roundabout and make sure I wasn't going to have a problem here. Got two of them in a roundabout and I'm a little nervous here.
Something off the curbs?
It's a tight roundabout too, though. I don't know why they make these roundabouts so tight if they're going to use them.
Use up as less space as possible, right?
Either that or trying to keep tractor and trailers out or trucks out, and what they don't realize is they might need to stuff it on the trucks.
Valves, they put in those new interchanges up at exit 96, and they're working on the one at 95, and they have a roundabout on either side of the freeway. And when they built them, they didn't build them big enough for trucks to go around, so the center islands have already been run over a million times by trucks trying to get through there.
And for you.
That's engineering for you. They think, they forget about these trucks. They think it's just cars coming through there. They did the same thing up in Brevard. They built a two-lane roundabout there, and there's been so many wrecks in that because of people trying to get in there with the trucks and thinking the trucks are going to stay in their lane. There's no way for them to. They've been through the medians and might as well just drive straight through it.
You know what's bad about that, guys, is nobody's held accountable for that.
But it worked.
Back in daylight, I'm going to get out here and tank her in the yard for a while. So, good morning to y'all. Good talking with both of y'all. It's been a little bit, Mr. Eric. I hope you have a great day. And you too, Mr. Patrick. Y'all have a blessed one. And I'll be clear on your finals. 7-3, gentlemen.
I'm getting ready to pull into my first stop. So, Eric, Jody, good to talk to both of you this morning. Hope both of you have a great day, and maybe we'll catch you this afternoon. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
Talking to you both this morning after my week off, and we'll catch up with you guys a little bit later. Have a great day, and this is W2JKT Mobile.